But Carlo wanted to speak.
Yes, thank you, Chairman. I think Councillor Bray is suffering from some kind of memory loss, maybe. He sat in a pre-application discussion with some developers and landowners where the points of improving the A133 was discussed in full. And there was commitment there from the landowners and their agents to do just that. Unless you want to improve the road network, you've got to take large applications. And unless we allocate land, someone else will do it on our behalf. As we've heard from one of the speakers, there are huge amount of rogue planning consultants out there which are speculating on all areas which do not have local plan in place. You know, now, unless we get a move on and unless we stop getting hung up on data and analysis, we are going to be missing the train. Now, I would like to ask a question to Mr. Mitchum. All the work that's been done so far, I would assume, has been shared with planning inspectors and our neighbours and Essex County Council for the soundness of the infrastructures and what the proposed development will give us. I would like to have an answer from Mr. Mitchum.
Mr. Mitchum?
Shall I take this one first?
Was that a question?
There's a question about the update. Sorry, excuse me. Members of the committee. There was a question regarding an update to the transport system,
which I can take.
You are correct. There was a fatality the day that the surveys were taken, and they have since been done. Redone at the right time. The purpose of this transport modelling really was looking backwards. We need to look forward. So what the report, evidence report, makes clear is that when we know what our preferred options are, we'll ask Jacobs to do the work based on that. The work they did before was really looking at issues and options, and we're kind of beyond that in terms of some of the assumptions in that matter. The long and short is, as I said, almost anything being engineered away, but the costing is important in relation to that, and obviously the data is very important. So the AM and PM data is being taken. I haven't got it myself yet from Jacobs. And if I may, Councillor Gugliami, the evidence that we have produced for Tendring Council is very much a joint and shared evidence base with the County Council and our authorities within our market housing area, which includes Chelmsford, Braintree and Colchester. And that's the way to do things, very much in the spirit of localism and actually taking control of the elements of strategic, large and local, such as transport, such as housing need. So I hope that's a reassurance.
So, sorry, you probably just said it, and I just missed you saying it, because I'm concentrating on other things, for which I apologise. But in respect of Councillor Stevenson's point about the transport junction modelling, are you saying that a new report is going to be done or updated? Okay, thank you. And Councillor Stevenson.
Sorry to be a pain, Chair, but I have another issue. It relates to Part 3 of the supporting information, which you'll find on page 17. Table 1, the projected household population of 2037, household type in Tendring. It refers to one-person couples, etc., etc. I've done some rudimentary maths based on these figures, and I've come to a sort of a conclusion on my own. One person, couple with children, lone parent, don't need three or four bedroom houses. These three figures add up to an increase of 13,700 properties. And yet the one area that we are expecting to have three or four bedrooms has decreased by 2,500. When we turn the page, we go to the occupied accommodation. And this is for table 1.4, sorry. The same arguments. We have only 2,300 one to two bedrooms, and yet we have 3,197 three plus bedrooms. And for the rent on table 1.5, we have 915 one to two bedrooms, and yet we have 2,500 three plus. It seems a complete mismatch from the tables. And I just want to know how the officers would describe that. Thank you.
Okay. Did you want to comment on that, Mr. Mitchum?
I can certainly take comments back to our consultants, obviously, who produces papers for us. Other than that, I can't directly respond to it.
Okay, and I'm aware that I missed Councillor Scott, who had indicated to speak previously.
Yeah, on that last comment, can I ask, it says the source is Braintree, Chelmsford, Colchester, Tendring Councils 2015. Have they added together and got the average, or are they actual the figures from all the local authorities in the source? The comment I originally asked to put my hand up to talk about is the transport side. I know that the accident happened and all surveys were halted until another report's done, but wouldn't it make sense whether this survey could be done in the height for the holiday season, where lots of people actually travel to our district from Colchester and further afield that may use the B1027, the southern route, the southern district coastal route from, say, the university along the southern side of Tendring, the A13 through the central side of Tendring. I would have thought that the survey should be done rather in June, July, August time, where there's going to be an increase of traffic, rather than in areas and time of the year when the kids are still at school. If you add the flow of traffic plus the people going to and fro at work in the morning between 7:30 and 8:30 and people coming back, it surely is a nightmare around freighting onwards to the A133. God knows what it would be like when we have the summer season coming along and people go to the coast. So I would like to know, Mr. Mitchum, whether it's possible that we do a survey again, but to incorporate the summer movement of traffic to our district. Thank you.